Greetings, Liddell. This is Bob Rouse, your host of the Grace Radio series Voices. This adventuring program for Grace Radio features the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about matters of community interest. And our guest today is a frequent visitor on this program, Chief Chris Kaufman of Fire District Number 1, our internationally accredited fire department serving the 92,000 citizens in the Slidell area. Welcome, Chief. Glad you're here.
Thank you for having me, Bob.
You are involved in so many things, all to the benefit of other people. I'm just totally amazed that every time you pop up just about everywhere. Looks like we got another event coming up soon that needs our attention. Appreciate you bringing it to our attention today. So what's happening?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. This is our 14th annual Red Beans and Rice Cook-Off that we have benefiting the kickoff of United Way Serving St. Tammany's campaign, annual campaign. And I would like to invite everyone out on August 6th to the Slidell Auditorium from 11 to 2. Come out and eat some of the best red bean recipes, the best $10 you'll spend for lunch. You'll be in the presence of over 400 people. You can network. And it's all for a good cause.
August the 6th. That's not a weekend. This is a weekday.
This is Red Bean Monday.
Oh, come on now.
We're not competing with anyone other than ourselves. And if you want to bring your office workers, your clients, it's a great place to bring everybody out and really get involved for a good cause in the community.
What a novel idea to do something during the week. You would think that that wouldn't have a chance of flying, but you've been doing this for more than 1 year now.
Yes. A little over 14 years ago, Mayor Drennan, I know he just retired, he actually introduced me to United Way and brought me to Mississippi to see what a red bean and rice cook-off looks like, and here we are 14 years later. We raised, just on the east side of the parish, over $250,000, put awareness to United Way, but also gave us some funding to put right back into St. Tammany programs, nonprofit programs.
Well, that's great. Well, the money that you're raising is for money throughout Louisiana or the southeast Louisiana. Where do the funds go?
The funds go right back into St. Tammany Parish.
Oh, St. Tammany Parish.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And our leadership council that I've been a part of for a long time, I've served as a leadership chairperson, that leadership council voted to put the proceeds from these special events right back into St. Tammany Parish, supporting suicide prevention, mental health, and a couple of other United Way programs, like the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, which provides books for early childhood development. I just couldn't be more happy that United Way embraced a challenge we have here in St. Tammany Parish when it comes to mental health. So many families, Bob, that I come in contact with have been touched either by a family member or a friend, by mental health. And, you know, the goal was to get in front of this suicide statistic that, you know, on an average in St. Tammany, it's anywhere around 40 per year. And we really tried to get in front of this years ago. There was a suicide task force that our past parish president, Kevin Davis, created. And he created a crisis response team. And up until the current administration with President Brista, there is now a program that's going to be helping to support Safe Haven, which is going to be a facility that we can send people on a voluntary basis. So to get in front of this challenge, we needed to put some boots on the ground to say let's direct these people to programs, not necessarily jail, or in some cases depending on what hospital, what treatment they get. So it's really an issue, and you hope to stop the actual event of suicide.
Well, suicide has been an issue that's been very close to our hearts for this year. We've been focusing on that partially through the coroner's office as chaplains, but also through the Slidell Ministers Association to try to bring suicide awareness to the public's attention. And some of our research, which is exactly what you're talking about, is that Louisiana is in the upper echelon of states in America suffering from suicide prevention.
Yes.
Of the 64 parishes, St. Tammany stays in the upper 10. And it just blows my mind to think a good place where we constantly talk about quality of life and talk about taking care of each other, that the suicide rate is as high as it is here. Understand from a statistic I heard from you recently that this might be just one of the most tragic years in this area.
Yes, and you have to look at so many different factors. But last year we ended 2017 with 37, which is a little less than the average. Already in 2018 to date, we've had 37. So if you projected that trend, it would project it at being somewhere around 50 by year end, which is alarming. When you think about our community, you think about the economy, things should be getting better. You wonder why we have people suffering with this mental health challenge. In some cases, it gets to that permanent situation, which is suicide. And we're hoping that we can help put awareness and get people directed to the right program, get the right help. And if our funding, our efforts to get out and support our community through this Red Beans and Rice Cook-Off can help save a life, my God, that's what our mission is.
So we're talking about suicide prevention for the whole parish. What Absolutely. Agencies does it involve that we would be familiar with?
Well, United Way supports 20 programs in St. Tammany Parish, and we fund those programs through a very stringent process. Their budget's looked at, and of course we track the dollars from when they're donated and make sure they're actually going where they're supposed to be going. And myself personally have been through the main office with United Way in New Orleans, the finance department. I'm very satisfied with what I've seen over the last 15 years. But the Boys and Girls Club, Catholic Charities, East St. Tammany Rainbow Child Care, Family Services, Good Samaritan Ministry, Safe Harbor, Second Harvest, Stark, the Youth Service Bureau, Via Link 211, which was part of our program. We funded them and continue to fund them. That's that hotline for resources and counseling. It's 211, not 911. It's 211. And we have trained counselors at that agency that can not only help you and direct you for resources, whether you have trouble with housing, you need help paying an electric bill, you know, you're displaced with a disaster. Via Link 211 is that agency to call. But if you're also suffering with crisis and mental health, they do have trained counselors. And if those calls become emergencies, they can actually directly connect into 911. And we do promote that number as one of the numbers to contact, no different than 1-800-SUICIDE. But 211 is so easy to remember, and they will direct you in the right place.
So someone feeling depressed, someone feeling that they're out of control, has a place to go at the tip of their fingers. They dial 211, and there's an operator ready to work with you on the other end.
When I tell you, Bob, and the catchphrase, I want to give him credit, Kevin Davis created it, was, it's okay to talk about it. And we did a complete campaign, it's okay to talk about it, because we wanted people to know, don't keep it silent, don't keep it locked up. You know, it is okay to reach out, speak to someone about the issues that are bothering you. And in some cases, let's utilize the programs. We have so many programs here in St. Tammany Parish that are free, and they can help people. You know, from the Ministerial Alliance, we have so many, whether it be nonprofits or church organizations that can help, whether it be housing or help support you to get you on your feet. We have a lot to offer. In some cases, people are just not aware of it. But if they don't talk about their problem, I don't think anybody can actually step up and help them.
Well, this is a big deal.
Yes.
This is not just one more charity looking for a handout. This is making a difference in people's lives.
Yes.
This is opening doors for people to be able to get better in a real way. This is not a token. Here's a piece of a crust of bread. You're better till your next meal. This is life-changing stuff.
Absolutely. In some cases, in their worst moment. And like I said, this is just a piece of it. United Way does so much good work. And we usually, you know, our campaign in St. Tammany raises a little over $400,000 that we do business campaigns and through payroll deduction, and we can do that as well. But United Way of the Southeast Louisiana, they also, the big United Way in our region, more money gets put back into our programs. And we have, we've had an impact just last year of over $800,000 into St. Tammany with United Way. And those are supporting some of those programs that we mentioned a little while ago. This is just a good way of getting awareness for people to come out, number one, to come support this serious cause we have when we talk about suicide and mental health. But also, I hope you can learn a little bit about United Way. Some of our United Way agencies will be present. We'll have tables and literature that they can hand out at the cook-off. But really, come out and have a great time. You walk around the auditorium. We're going to have probably around 26 Red Bean cooking teams. And
people
are going to be dressed up in costumes. They're going to decorate their booths. And for $10, you can come in from 11 to 2, walk around, eat all the beans and condiments that you can possibly fit in your stomach. And we're going to have a lemonade booth that Patriot Title's doing. And a lot of raffles, because we try to do a people's choice, first, second, and third place, best decorated booth. And they do a lot of raffling in each booth and to raffle off something special. And, of course, all the proceeds, including a 50-50 raffle, the proceeds go right to this event and help us support this this great mission.
So not only is this during the week when it doesn't compete with other things, it's done during the lunch hour,
right,
which everybody's got to stop and have lunch, but it's also done da-da-da-da in an air-conditioned environment.
Yes.
So we're not swatting flies and sweating, and we're enjoying each other's company and air-conditioned comfort.
Absolutely. And we also have the opportunity for people that can't make it to drive through our takeout. So I'd encourage people to do that as well. And you can pre-order tickets. You can call our office at 985-778-0815 and get tickets ahead of time, or buy your tickets at the door, come through the drive-through. But try to come out and see what the event's like if you haven't been there. We have Ashley Rodriguez, who was a WWL personality for years. She's now with the state fire marshal.
Okay.
She's going to come back and MC this event. She believes in what we do, and we're excited that she's going to come back and work with us on August 6th.
So it sounds like a lot of fun. It's air-conditioned fun. It doesn't compete with another time. It's $10, and $10 for a lunch these days is just about right.
Yes.
And it would be great for people to come out and not only to enjoy each other's company and feel like we're doing something good in the community, but also to do something that makes a difference.
Yes.
We can feel good about it, but we have to know that this is the type of stuff that changes lives. Shapes lives. All of the groups that you've mentioned, I know there's a couple that you didn't mention, but all of those are character-developing type groups, helping us to be better than we were before we walked in the door.
Yes.
Well, awesome. Well, Chief, thank you so much for bringing this to us. Where is this going to be again? Tell us the location.
This is going to be August 6th. It's going to be 11 to 2 at the Slidell City Auditorium, and it's $10 to get in, and come on out and help us with a good cause. And help us celebrate Red Bean Monday. And I would like to mention, Bob, we do have an event. We expanded the one on the east to the west. They're in their ninth year, and it is July 30th from 11 to 2 at St. Scholastica in Mandeville, so or Covington, Louisiana. And it's set up the same way as the one in the east, and, of course, those proceeds go to this pot of money for this same initiative.
So if you happen to be in Covington on the same day, August 6th?
July 30th.
Okay.
The Monday before.
Okay, on Monday, July 30th, yes. If you happen to be in Covington or you have friends you'd like to take to lunch and impress them, you can do that by going to the Red Bean Cook-Off at St. Scholastica.
Yes.
On July the 30th from 11 till 2.
Yes.
So awesome. Great opportunity to continue to build the greatest place in Louisiana to bring up a family and to do life with people of like mind. So thank you, Chief. I really appreciate what you're doing and bringing this to us one more time. And
thank you.
Of course, like always, anything we can do to help, we want to be a part of good and positive programs like this that are making a difference in people's lives. So thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
And thank you, Slidell, for tuning in to Voices here on Grace Radio. We'd like to hear from you. You can give us a call at 985-250-1037. Send us a text. Leave a message. If the chief said something today, if you didn't quite get the phone numbers, if you didn't quite get the locations of the time, call us. We'll fill you in. Looking forward to hearing from you. We'd encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio Slidell, and also check in on our website, www.graceradioslidell.net. You can make tax-deductible donations and find programming guides and all kind of interesting stuff there. And again, the number to call, the shortcut to everything, is 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again for Voice of Slidell Daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.